Since we have our nuns here today with the Daughters of St. Paul with their book fair, I figured I would start with a little story about a monastery of nuns out in the country whose mother superior was dying. And because the nuns had their own farm and ranch, they were able to provide their mother superior with fresh cow's milk every day. So every morning and every evening they went out and they brought her fresh cow's milk for her to drink. But unbeknownst to the mother superior, they poured brandy into the milk each time. Well, believe it or not, this kept her going for about 3 to 5 more years. And as she was slipping away on her deathbed, they all gathered around to hear the wisdom and the last words and the knowledge that the Mother Superior was about to impart to them. So they all gathered around her bed, and she whispered her final words, "Sisters, whatever you do, don't sell that cow." Today we have the final words of Christ that he gave us before he ascended. "Go out into the whole world and preach the gospel to all creation. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." They were the final words of Christ. When people speak their final words, they have great significance, great meaning. And the Lord wants us to really take these words seriously, that this is a responsibility that each of us have to evangelize, to share our Catholic faith, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to each and every person on the face of the earth. They were the final words of Christ, "Go forth." The first words of Christ were, "Come, follow me." The final words were, "Go forth and share the good news." Today we celebrate, on this Sunday, the feast day of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. Whenever we say our glorious mysteries, which we say, of course, on every Wednesday and on Sundays during this time of year, we think of the mystery of the Ascension of Christ into heaven. For those of you that are in the center of the church, you can see to your right the window of the Ascension, and you see God the Father's hands receiving Christ into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. You see the Holy Spirit lifting Christ up to the heavens. You see our Blessed Mother, who the Lord asked to remain on earth to take care of the infant church until the Lord would take her up into heaven. And then you see John, the beloved disciple, wearing his priestly garments, the purple garments. In the Ascension that we meditate upon, there are two main things to focus on. The first is the virtue of hope, our hope in heaven, in eternal life with God. The teaching of the Ascension reminds us that earth is not our final destiny. This is not our final destination. Heaven is our true home. And the Lord ascended to heaven to prepare a place for us. He said, "In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. I go to prepare a place for you." So we're reminded on this feast day that heaven is our true home, that earth is temporary, whether the Lord gives us 20 years, 40 years, 70 years, 90 some years, it is not our final destiny. We're called for heaven. We're made for heaven. That is our vocation, to get to heaven, to bring your spouse, your children, your grandchildren to heaven as well. So we think about hope, hope in eternal life, and what awaits us in the kingdom of heaven. The Lord calls us home at the moment of our death. We think of our dear Father Jack, who passed away last week. The Lord called him home after a very life of great labor in the Lord's vineyard. The Lord called him to his home. And we had a beautiful Mass for him on Wednesday. And many of you were here. We had a beautiful Mass. Two bishops, over 30 priests, 80 altar boys, a packed church. It was a wonderful tribute to offer the Mass for the happy repose of Father Jack Solm and to remember him in our prayers. And when we think of the fact that it was his time, the Lord had called him to his true destiny, which is eternal life. Our true home is not in this world. We're called and made for heaven, and God wants us to focus on that on the feast day of the Ascension. And the second thing that this feast day reminds us of is our mission. Before the Lord calls us home, we have a job to do, and that is to live out those final words of Christ, to go forth and to share the good news to everybody on the face of the earth, to evangelize, to spread the faith. Again, Father Jack was a wonderful example of this. Even with his health declining, he would still come here to hear confessions with his oxygen tanks because he wanted to do everything he could, the last bit of his strength, to evangelize and to spread the faith. I got to see him the day before he died. One of his sons was there. And even though he's on the ventilator, you could read his lips. And he told his son, "Go to confession." You know, that was one of the last things he said. Even on his deathbed, he was evangelizing, spreading the faith. And what a great witness that is for us as well. So we're never too young, we're never too old to evangelize and to spread our faith. Now, of course, we do this in different ways. One beautiful way, of course, that we can share our faith is by the witness of our lives, by our life of prayer, by going to church every Sunday. That's a beautiful witness to your neighbors, because I guarantee you, around you lives many fallen away Catholics or Christians of other denominations that don't yet have the fullness of the Christian faith found in the Catholic Church. You have atheists, agnostics, non-Catholics, non-Christians living all around you. So you're called to share the faith with them. And you actually are the best evangelizers. You're the ones who can reach all the people that we as priests cannot reach because you're working with these souls. You live next to them. And you can, by your witness, by your example, and by your words, bring them back to God. When Father Wooten and I hear confessions, it's amazing how many people come back to confession after 10, 20, 30, 40 years. We always ask them, "What brought you back?" And almost every time they say it was a parishioner of yours. It was one of you that brought them back. Because you talked to them, you invited them to church, you invited them to confession. You are the best evangelizers. And you also do this by passing on the faith through using the medium, using wonderful Catholic books. The Daughters of St. Paul are here today. Pick up some good Catholic books, read them, and give them out to somebody else. The same thing with their CDs, with the DVDs. Watch a good Catholic DVD and then give it to somebody. Give it to your kids, your grandkids. Evangelize and spread the faith. It's not that difficult to evangelize and to spread the faith. Just be friendly. Just talk to people. Invite them to come to church. Invite them to visit our new church. You know, it's been a neat thing. The story, I've heard dozens of stories of the car magnets and how the car magnets have brought people to the church, because you'll be at the Giant or at Safeway or Wegmans and somebody will come up to you and say, "I see that magnet all over the place. Where is that church?" And so you point them up here. Of course, you have to be reminded you have to drive extra good when you have the magnet on your car. You can't cut anybody off. On 66, you have to drive very respectfully and with courtesy. And you certainly can't park in the Methodist parking lot with a magnet on your car. So evangelize in different ways. in our own parish. You know, we need CCD teachers. We have 1,400 kids in CCD. We need additional teachers for next year. Go to the website, fill out the form, and become one of our CCD teachers. A great way to evangelize and to share the faith. In the parish, we have 65 organizations. Every single one of them needs additional volunteers, whether it be the Samaritans or the House of Mercy, the Knights of Columbus, Social Concerns. The list is endless in places that you can share the faith. We have 8 Legion of Mary groups here. Each one of those groups needs additional volunteers to help us with knocking on doors, visiting the homes, inviting people to the faith, welcoming new parishioners, going to the nursing home, visiting our shut-ins. There's great needs in our parish. And you are, again, the best evangelizers. We have to take the Lord very seriously when He said, go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every single person. When Christ said all, He meant all. Here's a beautiful passage from one of the greatest Catholic books ever written, the Legion of Mary Handbook, which every Catholic should read. Listen to this one sentence. The Christian Commission drives us out to people everywhere to share the faith, to the least ones, to the greatest ones, to those near, to those remote, to ordinary people, to the wickedest, to the farthest shack, to all afflicted creatures, to the diabolical types, to the loneliest lighthouse, to the leper, to the forgotten sort, to the victims of drink and vice, to the dangerous classes, to the dwellers in caves and caravans, to those on the battlefield, to those who hide, to the avoided places, to the lowest den, to the icy wastes, to the sun-baked desert, to the densest jungle, to the dismal swamp, to the uncharted island, to the undiscovered tribe, out into the absolute unknown to find if there is somebody living there, right on to the ends of the earth where the rainbow rests. No one must evade our search, lest the gentle Jesus frown upon us. That is the ascension commandment, to go out into the whole world and to share the gospel with every creature. But today, let us pray for those two great things, greater hope in heaven, greater desire for heaven, and then until the Lord calls us home, to have that missionary zeal and that spirit to share the faith with every person on the face of the earth. God bless you.